Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. In one of the deadliest terror strikes in Kashmir in recent years, at least 26 civilians, mostly tourists, including two foreign nationals, were killed and several others were injured when unidentified terrorists attacked a group of tourists in Pahalgam area of South Kashmir's Anantnag district. The attack took place yesterday afternoon in the Baisaran forest area of Pahalgam, around 85 kilometers from Srinagar headquarters. The attack left several tourists injured along with casualties. Top security sources said that the final figure of those killed is being compiled as rescue and identification efforts continue. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah said the death toll is still being ascertained and will be officially conveyed as the situation becomes clearer. The joint combing operation by Army, CRPF and J&K police is underway in the region. J&K government has set up round-the-clock emergency help desk for tourists in Srinagar and Anantnag. The emergency control room at Srinagar is 0194-2457-543, 0194-2483-651, and ADC Srinagar's helpline is 700-605-8623. The district administration Anantnag control room helpline is 0193-2222-337, 7780-885759, 96979-82527, and 600-636-5245. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have condemned the terrorist attack on tourists in Pahalgam of Jammu and Kashmir. Terming it as shocking and painful, the President said it is a dastardly and inhuman act which must be condemned unequivocally. The President said attacking innocent citizens is utterly appalling and unpardonable. She expressed condolences to the families who have lost their dear ones and prayed for the quick recovery of the injured. Prime Minister Modi said those behind this heinous act will be brought to justice and will not be spared. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said their evil agenda will never succeed. He also expressed his condolences to those who have lost their loved ones and prayed for the injured to recover at the earliest. Mr. Modi added that all possible assistance is being provided to those affected. Leaders across party lines have strongly condemned the terror attack in Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. Leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi said the news of death of tourists and injuries to many in the cowardly terrorist attack in Pahalgam is extremely condemnable and heartbreaking. Leaders across the globe have condemned yesterday's terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir. US President Donald Trump has extended full support and deepest sympathies to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the people of India. He wrote on Truth Social that the news from Kashmir is deeply disturbing, adding that the US stands strong with India against terrorism. Mr. Trump prayed for the souls of those who lost lives and for the recovery of the injured. Russian President Vladimir Putin said the brutal crime has no justification whatsoever. He hoped that the organizers and perpetrators of the attack will face a deserved punishment. The UAE and Iran have also strongly condemned the terrorist attack. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reached Srinagar last evening and held an urgent security review meeting with all the agencies. Expressing his anguish on the terror attack on tourists, the Home Minister asserted that those involved in this dastardly act of terror will not be spared. Mr. Shah, accompanied by Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, is scheduled to visit the site of the militant attack in Baisaran near Pahalgam today. Mr. Shah is also expected to interact with eyewitnesses and visit the hospitals where the injured are being treated. Nagaland government has convened a consultative meeting on 30th of this month to deliberate on various issues concerning the state. The meeting will be held at 10 a.m. in the state banquet hall. Chief Minister Nipur Rio, Deputy Chief Ministers Tia Ziliang and Wai Paton, Speaker and Deputy Speaker of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly, all ministers, members of parliament, advisers, MLAs, the Chief Secretary and other senior state government officials will be present at the meeting. More from our correspondent.
The consultative meeting convened by the state government will deliberate on key topics that include road development, specifically the construction of the Foothill Road and Shohobar Pansha Road, issues related to the free movement regime and the protected area permit, maintenance of peace in the state in wake of recent political developments, and matters pertaining to the inner line permit. The state government has invited the president of all tribal Hohos and civil society organizations such as Naga Mothers Association, GB Federations, and Naga Hoho, among others, along with three representatives from each to attend the meeting. Asunyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
The funeral of Pope Francis will be held on Saturday. The Vatican, in a statement, said the funeral ceremony will take place at the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome. A slew of world leaders and foreign dignitaries are set to attend the funeral. Pope Francis is currently laid out in a coffin in the chapel of the Santa Marta residence where he lived during his 12-year papacy. The Pope's casket will be moved into St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City today for public viewing. Pope Francis passed away on Monday at the age of 88 at his residence in the Vatican City in Rome after suffering a stroke. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.